Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Eagles Live. Dave Spadaro with you here live from the NovaCare Complex. It's Eagles Live. Come your way every day at 11 o'clock here. This week, obviously, we set our sights on the Washington Redskins, and I think everyone would agree, although mathematically not true, it is a must-win game for the Philadelphia Eagles. We have a great show for you today. Andy Reid comes along at 11:40. We hear from Rex Grossman as well, and at this point, through four games, the Redskins backing up a boast that Grossman made in the preseason. We'll talk about that. We also take your phone calls, predictions, go live to the locker room where we hear from Michael Vick, etc. And first things first, though, after the break, we'll take a little time to speak to the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, who's been through a lot of these seasons. Probably not any quite like this to begin a year. But we'll talk about that with Merrill. Hope everybody's having a great Eagles day. The loss from the Buffalo Bills has been washed away, we hope. And now we look ahead to the Washington Redskins. We've been talking all week about that loss in Buffalo. Not an easy one to digest, just like the previous three were not easy to digest. But in the NFL, you learn to have a thick skin, you learn to roll with it, and you learn to look ahead. And that's really the only choice the Eagles have at this point. So we will find out from head coach Andy Reid the injury updates. It sounds like this team is fairly healthy. Trent Cole, Jason Peters, not likely to play, but otherwise it seems like the Eagles will go with the cast of characters that nearly led them back on a fourth quarter charge at Ralph Wilson Stadium on Sunday. What do the Eagles do to get this team off the schneid and get a victory and get some momentum going and get some confidence built, particularly on the defensive side? We will absolutely investigate that. And as well as any lineup changes that Andy Reid may announce. And there could be some on the defensive side, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Take a little break here when we come back. It's Merrill Reese time. Let's try to put this thing into some sort of perspective. All is not lost. 11 games to go in the season, but a huge NFC East game on Sunday at FedEx Field where the Eagles are 4-1 in their last five visits, including that memorable Monday night game last year. Can the Eagles continue that magic at FedEx Field? We'll talk to Merrill about that right here on Eagles Live. PhiladelphiaEagles.com has you covered for every touchdown, every big hit, and every big play of this 2011 season with the kickoff show, the halftime report, and our postgame show presented by Rico.
We wanted to show Eagles fans what it's like watching their favorite team on Xfinity. So we went into Lincoln Financial Field and gave them the best seats in the house. If you want the Eagles, you want Xfinity, your home for the most live sports.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, online banking with bill pay, and the flexible options you need to help make the pieces of your life or your business fit together a little better. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
At the end of the day, you can't fool people. Nothing sells like the truth. From our fresh pack sauce, to our fresh veggies, to our 100% fresh dough, never frozen, at Papa John's, we believe fresh is better. Nobody does what Papa John's does.
Carry out a large one-topping pizza for only $7.99. That's a large Papa John's pizza with your choice of one topping for only $7.99. Carry out only.
Everything's better when Papa's in the house. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Vic gives to McCoy. First down and more. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. McCoy in.
Hi, I'm LeSean McCoy, and you're watching Eagles Live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
We welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro, joined by the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. Please take
Hi,
a drink, Merrill.
That's okay.
We have to have that voice perfect. Not many things have gone particularly well here, Merrill. We cannot afford to lose your voice.
I'm fine. I'm not losing my voice.
How about your spirit?
It's been tested. It's been stretched.
Your optimism.
That has really been stretched. I don't have any optimism at this point.
What?
I don't have any optimism. I have, let's show me. I had optimism. Going into the season, I thought this was the most talented Eagles team I had seen in memory. And then they start out so-so against St. Louis, but they win the game, and it's great. They had a few rough spots, but they won the game. Then Atlanta. It could go either way. It's on the road. It's against a contending team. And they played them to the hilt. And they lost when Michael Vick went out. They almost pulled that out. But it didn't happen. All right, but that's not devastating to lose to Atlanta there. Then you come back and you figure, well, they'll be fine against the Giants. The Giants have no wide receivers. They have very little. And they lost to the Giants. And you could justify that by saying, you know what? After that Atlanta game, that was kind of a letdown because you put so much into winning in Atlanta. But then you're going to play the 49ers team, and I looked at the rosters, and they're not even close. And I heard you say a little while ago about losing to Alex Smith, and they did it. And the way they built the lead and the way they let a 23-3 second-half lead dissipate was mind-boggling. But then I said, all right, they're going to take hold of themselves and win in Buffalo. And they didn't. And even though I am hopeful, and even though I can see ways that they can beat the Redskins and then take the bye and then come back and win three straight and be right on track. See, I mean, I could see all of that happening. But at this moment, Dave, I haven't seen anything change. What has changed between Sunday and today?
Yeah.
That makes me think that they're going to be any different against the Redskins.
Well, nothing really, except a very spirited comeback in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
You take any optimism from that?
No. I mean, I never thought that this team quit. I never thought that these guys don't play hard. That was never in question to me. And they did come back, and they did shut down the Bills in the fourth quarter. But they did that at various times of the games against the Giants, against the 49ers. There were times when in Atlanta, there was a middle section of that game in Atlanta where the Falcons couldn't move the football and that Michael Turner couldn't budge out a yard.
Okay, then do you have any explanation, Merrill, then? Why are the Eagles 1-4?
Because they're not a team. Because right now they are a group of very talented individuals. And Andy said that this summer when the talent level of this team was brought up, Andy said, but it's not just talent. It's coming together. It's playing together. It's becoming a team. And that's what we don't see right now. Every day. I mean, I'll tell you two things. Right now, they continue to get gashed time and time again by running backs. And I'm not talking about great running backs. Nobody's going to tell me that Fred Jackson is a great running back. He's an arena running back playing in the NFL who's had a few good games. Frank Gore was not 100% healthy, and he beat them up. Now, right there, you're looking at Fred Jackson. And now they shut him down on that particular play.
In the fourth quarter, the Eagles came back and played. It seemed, Merrill, schematically, just a little bit more kind of downhill, commit to stopping the run. I mean, that's my whole theme for this
week.
Okay,
but show me that.
I know.
Show me that again in Washington. If they show me that again in Washington, and they shut down Tim Hightower and Ryan Terrain. They do that. And don't turn the ball over on offense. I mean, last year, do you realize this team was +9?
Yeah.
And right now they're -10?
Yeah. I've never seen them. We talked about this on the bus coming back out of Ralph Wilson Stadium. That is the key statistic to me, the +/- in turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
It's never been like this. Never. They're not taking the football away because quarterbacks aren't taking any chances. And the turnovers on offense are just absurd.
See, my theory there is when things happen, guys press, and you take great receivers. I mean, Jeremy Maclin right now is a premier receiver. And Jason Avant is as good a slot receiver as there is in the National Football League. But these guys are trying to stretch out extra yards, do a little more. They're pressing. I mean, that's the only word for it, is pressing. If they just play within themselves, they'll be fine. Yeah. See, if they come out and they stop the Redskins' running game, they'll do everything else.
Do you believe, Merrill, that Juan will tweak the scheme, which clearly I think everybody would agree needs to happen to stop the run? You can't keep doing the same thing and expect guys to all of a sudden execute this against the run.
But they have for the past month. They've done basically the same thing.
Okay.
What do you know that tells me that things are going to be changed?
I don't know anything.
I heard you allude to different, maybe some personnel changes.
Well, I think Kurt Coleman will be the starter instead of Jarrett Page.
Because Jarrett Page is injured.
Well, Jarrett Page was benched last week. He missed seven tackles or whatever he missed.
Okay.
And they brought Kurt Coleman in. That is one change. I don't think you're going to see a new linebacker group or defensive line group, but I could certainly see eight man in the box, more press coverage, let Rex Grossman throw the darn football 25 yards down the field to beat you instead of screens and slants.
And did you see that going into the Buffalo game?
I didn't think that they would be able to run the football as well as they did. Now, this Redskins team, clearly, that is their formula. I was not as confident that the Bills, I thought the loss of their left tackle, Demetrius Bell, would be an advantage for the Eagles.
They played Chris Hairston, a fourth-round draft choice, in his first NFL action.
And you have to
anticipate. Spot like left tackle, and the Eagles had one sack.
Yeah. Merrill, you're bumming me out a little bit.
Well, nobody bleeds green more than I do.
I'm with you.
And believe me, it has taken me this long to get to this point because on Monday and Tuesday, I was worse. But at this point, I can't sit here and say to you, in all honesty, that I anticipate a great revelation on Sunday, and I'm going to see a team that we didn't see over the past month. Show it to me. Go out there and do it. Not for one quarter, two quarters, three quarters. Do it for four quarters. Whip the Washington Redskins. Beat their brains in. Mm-hmm. And then come back the next week and regroup over the bye and then kill the Cowboys on that Sunday night. Now I'm starting to think, hey, wait a minute. Let's not bury this team yet. There is a season left. But at this point, I'm going to say, I have spent so much time the last 4 weeks looking at matchups. And every time I've looked at matchups, the Eagles win. And every time I compare rosters, the Eagles win. What good does it do? You can't do it. If they can stop the run and stop the turnovers, they win.
Okay.
Just bang the
table. It's okay. I understand you're upset. You can do that. Just don't hurt your ring. we don't have the budget to replace that ring.
I hurt my knuckle, actually.
Merrill, the offense has been mystifying as well. Up and down the field, big yardage, big plays, not a lot of points scored from this offense. I am stunned by that. Your take on the turnovers, is it just one of those things? Is it just happening in bunches? Is it just carelessness? Is it coaching? Is it all of the above? And can you get it better from 1 week to the next?
It's pressing. You know what happens, Dave? That game began last week in Buffalo, and they marched right downfield, and then the deflection created the interception. Now, a good defensive team comes on the field, and they shut down the opposition, and then the offense comes back, and then they score and get it going. I've seen it all the times where defenses bail offenses out. I still believe that defense wins games, offense sells tickets. And you need the defense first. And it all feeds off the defense. I'm not saying that the offense isn't culpable to a point, but it starts with the defense.
How does the defense get better then, Merrill? How does the defense... The coaching is not going to change. The players are not going to change.
See, and that's why I say I have to see.
Yeah.
I have to see. I can't tell you right down...
Can you change the scheme? Can Juan Castillo change the scheme to commit to stop the run? And will he, do you think?
See, I don't know. I'm being absolutely honest with you.
Do you think that's what's needed?
Yes.
Okay.
I think they have to do something other than what they're doing. Okay. Although I watched the Lions the other night.
They play the wide nine.
And they play the wide nine. And
they play well.
And they sure do. But is the Lions' talent different than the Eagles' talent? First of all, you start with the Lions, and they have the best, single best defensive player in the National Football League right now. To me, there is no greater difference maker on defense than Ndamukong Suh. I think he's the absolute best. And they play the wide nine, and they have talented athletic linebackers who are really making plays.
Has the linebacker situation here, Merrill, caught up with his football team, do you believe? Do you believe that the fact that these linebackers are not making plays is really...
I think it's a factor.
Yeah.
I think it's a major
safety
factor.
Safety positions?
I think they're all factors, although I do believe that Nate Allen played a great game the other day, and as a matter of fact, Andy told me that it was the best game that Nate Allen had played as an Eagle.
Okay, which is a promising sign.
Yeah, and I think he's a terrific football player.
Yeah. And he's a pro. I mean, he comes to work every day early. He's a humble
kid. But so
kid.
Do a lot of guys. I mean, you mentioned that Kurt Coleman is getting reinserted.
Yeah, great kid.
He works hard.
It is amazing. It does point out, and the coaching at this level is so important, and the ability to make adjustments. You can have all the talent in the world, but if the team is not working together, it's very difficult. Now, I will say this. There are also times when Juan has his players in position.
Mm-hmm.
And
Juan can't make tackles.
And the tackling is abominable.
It is that.
How do you get that better?
See, that's you don't practice tackling during the season. You come out of training camp supposedly with your fundamentals in order. Teaching a football player at this point how to tackle is like the old joke about the coach coming in and the team is losing, and he said, "Let me start with the basics," and then he holds it up and says, "Guys, this is a football." I mean, these guys have been tackling and blocking since they were 8 years old.
Yeah.
How do they not tackle? How do they swipe at a guy or try to make an ESPN Sports Center hit instead of wrapping up? I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Merrill, your must-win game on Sunday?
Oh, yes. Oh yes, I never use the word must except where mathematical implications are there, but I'll say must. Mm-hmm. I'll say must. They don't win this game, I don't see it happening at all. Win this game and show some positive signs, and this team could get back into it over the next couple of weeks.
Okay, what's your take on the Washington Redskins? How good is this football team? What are some of the things the Eagles have to really be aware of?
Dave, I'm not being sarcastic. Their quarterback is Rex Grossman. Pedestrian. I mean, he's an average quarterback at best.
Okay.
I don't think he's as good a quarterback, frankly, as Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ryan Fitzpatrick has a better arm than Rex Grossman and plays smarter than Rex Grossman. I mean, he's okay. He's okay. I mean, he's done a job with that team. He was a pretty good quarterback at Florida.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It's not Peyton Manning. It's not Tom Brady.
If we know
it's
anything
about Matt Ryan,
you know. The Redskins.
It's not Matt Schaub.
The Redskins have lived on that bubble screen. They've lived on the run game. They've lived on getting the football to the tight end, the throwback to the tight end. I guess, Merrill, if I don't see a very aggressive front and a very aggressive approach by the defense, I will wonder.
I mean, Redskins have better wide receivers than the Bills.
Yeah.
You're talking about Santana Moss.
Yeah. But is there any reason why the Eagles wouldn't press him with a great press player like Namdi? Interesting.
I don't know. Do you know Dante Stallworth is on that team?
I did not know that, actually.
Where's number 19?
Okay.
Anthony Armstrong?
I know that Sav Rock is their punter.
And by the way,
Anthony Armstrong has been banged up. He has had a hamstring injury. That play right there, that's the play that kills the Eagles every time. Bootleg, roll right, throw back to the left side.
Sure.
Oh, drives me nuts.
And then you have Chris Cooley, who has hurt the
tight
team
ends
before.
Yeah. And Fred Davis, who's a very athletic.
That was Fred Davis right there, 83.
But their offensive line's not great. Their running backs are powerful. They churn it. They go. They win games 16-12, right? They don't win games 35-28.
Mm-mm.
So how about the Eagles' offense, Merle? Can they score points against two good pass rushers,
Yes, they should. Yeah. They should. Arakpo's terrific.
Yeah.
But they should. They should. I mean, I don't think anybody can stop Michael Vick.
How you spent time with Andy on Monday night doing the coach's show, Merle? How is Andy? How's Andy? It's a tough time.
Andy's level. Mm-hmm. Andy, in the worst of times or the best of times, doesn't vary a whole lot. And I think that's been one of the reasons that this team has been managed over the years not to fall apart. And when we think they're about to go down, they rise up because he does not get down on his players, and he has a great grasp of things, and he holds this team together. But this might be his toughest job yet.
Yeah, well, we'll see where Andy retakes these Eagles, the Eagles Redskins on Sunday on the Eagles Radio Network. Make sure you tune in. No matter where you are around the world, listen to Merrill and Mike, and let's hope for some optimism.
Let's hope so.
Merrill Reese, thanks for joining us in our PhiladelphiaEagles.com studio.
At the end of the day, you can't fool people. Nothing sells like the truth. From our fresh pack sauce to our fresh veggies to our 100% fresh dough, never frozen, at Papa John's, we believe fresh is better. Nobody does what Papa John's does.
Carry out a large one-topping pizza for only $7.99. That's a large Papa John's pizza with your choice of one topping for only $7.99. Carry out only.
Everything's better when Papa's in the house. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Forty years, 14,610 days, 1.2 billion seconds of Gatorade science, passion, and evolution, all for the 1 second you needed. The G-Series, prime, perform, recover.
She's even more beautiful now. Are you me? Quite a while from now. So, how'd I do? You did great. But don't forget about us. We still need financial advice. We have to protect and grow our money. You never know what's around the corner, Grandpa.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
Is crossing the finish line the best way to start the season? We think so. Give them a running start with the brands they want at an unbeatable value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles.
We welcome you back to Eagles Live. Dave Spadaro with you. Let's talk. 215-339-6709 is the telephone number. Thanks to Merrill Reese for joining us. We wait for Andy Reid's press conference, which should be along here very shortly. We are interested to hear what the head coach has to say about the Eagles, as we all agree they face a must-win game on Sunday. Full coverage here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Let's go to Derek in Ottawa. Hey, Derek.
Hey, Dave, how's it going today, man?
You said 34-21 yesterday. Do you still believe that?
I'm going to change it to 34-17 today.
Why is that, Derek? I like the optimism.
You know, I was down yesterday, you know, like I was really in the dumps, but last night I was on NFL Network for a while and on NFL.com, and I watched a highlight of when we played the Redskins, and what did we score, like 59 points?
Yes.
49 points or something like
59.
That?
59.
Yeah, and I kind of threw myself into getting hyped. I don't know what it was, like that whole rivalry thing between Leon Landry and Deshaun Jackson and how hyped it was and how excited I was for the game to get started.
And I think there's something to be said for the matchup, Eagles and the Redskins. This offense, if you spread out the offense and you've got that attack style, if you can give Vic some time to throw the football, there are going to be opportunities to make plays against this defense. They like to gamble. They like to be physical. But you got, the front four has improved with Ryan Kerrigan and Brian Arakpo. That's two very good young pass rushers.
Yeah, for sure. I know we've pretty much talked the defense to death, and Merrill there had some pretty harsh words.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, I was listening, and I was just like wincing.
Yeah.
And his words, you can't say they're not true, but it still hurts to hear.
Well, I think, Merrill, listen, I think it's all he's saying is, I have been optimistic that this team would show up every week and win a game, and they haven't. And I think what he's saying is, look, I'm not going to take that approach this week. It's go prove it to me. I want them to win, obviously. He obviously is a huge Eagles fan. We all are. We want this team to win, but our faith has to be rewarded with a good performance. And the only way to do that is to go out and play 60 good minutes and beat the Redskins.
Yeah, for sure. I've taken the approach now, because honestly, my heart can't take any more of this. Looking down the road and looking for wins and predicting that we're going to beat this team and looking for stuff. So essentially, now I'm just looking from one week at a time. And honestly, I think we're going to beat the Redskins. And honestly, the only game I'm looking to in the future is the Patriots game. But that's just because I'm going to be there. So I'm kind of just anxious for that game to get there. So I can, because that'll be the actual first NFL game I've ever been to.
Oh, great. So,
I'm actually really excited for that. Maybe I'll see you there.
Yeah.
If I come down early enough.
But
I actually had one issue. It's not really an issue. Maybe you can clear it up for me.
Sure.
From what I've learned from football, when you run play action,
yes,
essentially what you got to do is run the ball consistently so that when you run the play action, you catch them off guard, and then you can hopefully get a big play down the field, right?
Well, I mean, not necessarily. You don't have to run 12 straight times, do play action.
Yeah,
right.
But you have to run a good enough amount of times that they believe that it might be a run.
Yeah, well, you have to carry out the fake, very convincingly.
As far as when I maybe it's just me, but when I watch the Eagles play, it seems like they run play action a lot in a row, and the defensive players don't even seem to be paying attention to it anymore. Like on the play where Michael Vick got the ball batted in the air against the Bills and it got intercepted, I'm not 100% sure, but I think that was a play action. And it just seemed like the defensive players, I know it's a screen, so they're being let through anyway, but still, if he didn't fake it to LeSean in the first place and maybe just backed up, and he might have gotten it over the guy, because play action seems to take a bit of time to...
Yeah, no, I can't blame the play call. Michael just, on that play, probably didn't get enough air, and the 92 made a great play. So, and King Dunlap's back is turned, so he couldn't engage the blocker.
It just seems like if you were to run play action too much, Michael Vick is going to take hits because it takes a little time for him to take the ball, and those seconds that it takes for him to take the ball have to spin around. Guys are in his face a lot of the time, and you have to make a quick decision.
Look, I got to tell you, the offense, Derek, they have moved the football enough to convince me that, there's a lot to work with here. There's a lot of promise with this offense. The defense has not had as many moments of sustained excellence as has the offense. 20-20, the Eagles offense has been terrific. They have to get a lot better inside the red zone consistently. So I hear what you're saying. I like play action. I kind of like to I really have no problem with the scheme offensively, with the ratio run pass. I just don't like at times what they've done in the red zone. 20-20, I think they've been great. I like, there have been receivers wide open all over the field. Now, do they get stung on the blitz? Yeah, occasionally too much. And we saw that the other day. They paid for that with an interception early, with an interception late in the first half that was returned for a touchdown. So twice, the Bills' blitz directly led to a Michael Vick turnover.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have to have play action. You have to vary the offense.
Honestly, I know it's part of the game, but I just feel like you run too many in a row. Like, you if you were to look at, like, obviously you don't have a stat sheet showing how many times you run the ball compared to play action.
Mm-hmm.
But I just seem like if you were to look at all the games so far, you will see the Eagles run maybe like three play actions in a row on one play. And then
I will take note of it this week. I will. Let's talk about it next week.
All right.
Thanks, Derek. All right, man. Thank you.
All right, have a good
day. You got it. Andy Reid will be coming along here shortly. We'll go through the headlines at that time. He will update the injury situation. Jason Peters, Trent Cole, he called them a stretch on Monday to play. Jarrad Page with a stinger did not play well on Sunday in Buffalo, was replaced by Kurt Coleman. So we'll find out maybe that if there's a change in the starting lineup there. And then what's the plan here to beat the Washington Redskins? What is the plan to beat the Redskins? How do the Eagles bounce back after, hard to even say this, four straight losses for your Philadelphia Eagles? Season on the brink. Let's go to Percy in Boston. Hi, Percy.
Hey, Dave. How you doing, man?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing excellent, man.
Good.
I just want to let you guys know, man, that I still believe, like, in the Eagles. You
good.
Know, it's really tough right now, especially living in Boston, and you got all these Patriots fans always talking trash to me,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just being kind of by myself. Mm-hmm. But just a couple of things. Like, of the Eagles, I'm interested in Aaron Curry.
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Oh, okay. I mean, since he was benched and everything, like, I just thought that.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to address linebackers at some point here. I don't think middle of the season you're going to get much mileage out of a linebacker to come in and learn things. And we've kind of talked about this for weeks. Do they need to be more productive at linebacker? Yes. Can they help themselves right now? I don't know. I don't see it.
True.
I really don't see it.
Yeah. And just like the other thing was...
outside of the team.
Yeah. Like, the other thing, too, that I was thinking of that I noticed a lot of people are talking about that I don't know how come on Juan is not seeing it is just really, like, using our cornerbacks, using them to do, like, what they do best, you know, like, instead of trying to be all fancy. Because it seemed like every time that we let them do what they do best, like, our defense just becomes so different, and we just worry about stopping the run, you know?
Well, I will say this. I do believe that it's important to have, and I've written this week, we've talked about it all week, I would like to see cornerbacks up in press coverage as much as possible. When you talk about what somebody does as his strength, I don't think that is the strength of Asante Samuel.
Yeah.
But honestly, at this point, I don't care. I mean, he's got to play up. They cannot be giving these short completions. Here it is, just all the time. Off the line of scrimmage, and then make the guy makes the defensive backs miss.
Yeah.
Go up and challenge him. Enough of this nonsense.
Exactly. I mean, like, even in the just like like the first game that we played the Falcons, it seemed like there was a time during that game where our defense was literally, like, dominated the Falcons. You know, and like that was like a picture of what we should be every single week.
I'm with you on that. And then it fell apart, and I don't know why. And we're all scratching our heads trying to figure out why this team can't put 60 minutes of good football together. We're going to find out this week. I mean, if there's ever a time to have a team respond, okay, once and for all, finally, no more yeah buts. We're early in the season, because we're not early in the season anymore. It's game number six.
Exactly.
Or it's game number five. It's game number six. You don't want to get to loss number five. It is time to win a division game on the road against the leaders of your NFC East.
Exactly.
So what's your prediction for the game?
I'm going to stay faithful with the Eagles, and I'm going to believe that we're going to pull it off big, man. I would say 28 to about 14.
Percy, I would take that in a heartbeat. Now, again, we expect the Redskins to quick release, you know, get rid of the football. Dink, thanks for the call, Percy. Dink and dunk.
Thank you.
You got it. Run the football a lot. I mean, isn't that what you have to prepare for? Whatever Juan does from a scheme standpoint, I really hope there's some plan for that, some change, some tweak in the scheme. And we'll find out. Maybe there won't be. And if there isn't, then perhaps we'll all be proven wrong, hopefully. And look, I don't care what they do as long as they play well. I don't care who they play. I don't care what they do. I don't care who makes the plays. I don't care. I don't care who makes the play. I just want wins. Win, 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 win. Let's go to JT in Mississippi. Hey, JT.
Hey, Dave. How you doing, man?
I'm all right, JT. How are you?
Oh, loving every minute of it.
Good.
Listen, we're going to bounce back this week. I've been in the gutter just like everybody else for the last few weeks, but I believe they're going to step up. I tell you, the problems I see, Dave, is with, like everybody else, the linebackers and the safeties. I believe that if we play man coverage, stop the run, and run the ball with McCoy on offense, it's going to set up play action down the field for our big plays later in the game. That's what we need to do to win this game, and I think that's what we're going to do.
It's interesting, though. You know, the Eagles really haven't, in the games that they've lost, gone down the field. Well, I guess against the Niners, they went down the field a few times to Deshaun, and boy, they put up so many huge numbers in that game and didn't score points due to a variety of things. And it's really everybody contributing. I want McCoy to get his carries. I want DeSean Jackson to get his touches. And I want Jeremy Maclin to get his touches. I'm puzzled at the Steve Smith lack of activity. Perhaps he's just not there with the knee. I don't know. But, the thing is on offense, I mean, more than anything you point to is turnovers. And if they can minimize the turnovers, you expect them to do okay.
I'm gonna be honest. Steve Smith has been a great player for the Giants in the past, but when I compare him to our receivers, which are Maclin, Deshaun, and Avant, I don't see a spot for him to be in that particular set. I don't think we've been able to spread the field because of the offensive line problems. So I just don't see that. I believe that's more the reason why he hasn't been on the field is because we've been running a different style of offense than maybe we first thought when we picked him up. He's not better than Maclin, and he's not better than Deshaun, and quite frankly, I don't think he's better than Avant at this point. But
the idea, I thought, was to go four wides and force defenses to go to their deep, deep cornerbacks, and there's no way that you can cover that.
Yeah, I agree with that, but I'm not sure they have the faith in our offensive line to allow that to take place at this point.
That apparently is the case.
Well, I just wanted to tell you, I actually came up to Philly a few years back and brought my son, and we actually met you and all the wonderful fans up there for the training camp. And we had a great time while we were up there a couple of years back. And diehard Eagle fans down here in Mississippi and pulling it from this direction.
Thank you. How old's the boy?
He's going to turn 15. So we've been taking a beating at school this year we're pretty much the only Eagle fans in Mississippi, to the Saints down here.
He's aching just like all of us, right? He's feeling the pain.
Yeah, but we will always be Eagle fans, no doubt about
Good man,
it.
Good man, JT.
Certainly enjoyed the hospitality we had up there a couple of years ago. So.
Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed. Give me a prediction for the game.
28-17, this is the turnaround the Eagles need. It builds confidence for them. I predict the defense will have a couple of turnovers in this game.
Boy, we need it, huh? Amazing.
We need some confidence on defense, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it that nobody really talks about. It is a confidence, right? It's a confidence that a swagger that we haven't seen at all from this defense. There's no swagger from this defense at all, right? Nothing, guys. There's no swagger. But and how could there be with just such a dearth of big plays, a dearth of game-changing plays. Let's get Gary from Florida in here before Andy Reid shows up. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Hanging in there, Gary.
This is my Wednesday call because I can't even talk to anybody for the first couple weeks.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Yeah, I'm sure you feel similar about
Yeah.
Hey, I'm starting to feel a little better, and I actually did come away with a positive attitude from that loss last Sunday.
But I did, too. I came back and said, you know what? This team fought. They didn't quit. They came back. They played with more energy late in the game. Now let's see what they do. Will they carry that over? Boy, I'll tell you, if they can get on the field and get a big lead, I mean, it's really huge, really huge.
The big holes weren't there in the second half, and I don't know why that was and why everybody woke up on the coaching end and decided they're going to have guys play a little closer to the line. That seems like the obvious solution from the first game. I mean, we really got beat up every game up until this coming game, and it seemed all the fans and, you know, of course, you guys are all saying, hey, bring them up. Bring up the linebackers and play a little closer man-to-man. And they started doing that in the second half. And it seemed to me, didn't I hear Andy denying it, that they weren't really doing anything different
conference? I mean, I know players said that in the locker room, that there was nothing different. So then whatever it was, if it was energy, if there was just a more desperate attitude, as I said, I'm, you know, we all went out, took the staff out for a lovely dinner of wings and roast beef on Weck on Saturday night. And then I went back to the hotel room and wrote, because this is what a loser I am. I'm back in the hotel room writing that, you know, is this a desperate football team? And that is what I wanted to see more than anything on Sunday.
I don't know if they're desperate, Dave, but I think they are.
They better be.
Being caught in rebuilding. You can deny it all you want, but when you have 15 or 20 big changes on the team in 1 year, you are rebuilding. It's like to me, it reeks rebuilding, and they're playing like they're rebuilding, and the team isn't cohesive. Until it is cohesive, we're not going to win that many games.
Yeah. Well,
that's the answer. You know, it's going to happen. I think we'll be a force.
And I do understand what you're saying about playing as a team and fitting, but there is a sense of being desperate and playing harder and faster and wanting it more than another team. And the Eagles went out and were down 8-7, 24-7, 20, whatever the heck the score
was.
Yeah,
no, they didn't look good the first half. I stuck it out and sat there for the whole game. And
you're thinking to yourself, this is going to be New York Giants miracle of the metal, miracle of the state of New York again.
I don't know, but I'll tell you what, I was smiling a little bit in the second half, and I left the game still not feeling, you know, really as bad as I felt the previous 3 weeks. I'll tell you, this particular game didn't really depress me like I have been affected by the other losses. And for some reason, I don't know why it is. I'm sure you've explained it 20 times.
I don't know what it is. Gary, I thought after the Falcons game, this team would have said, geez, we just blew a winnable game. But, gosh, they played hard. They played fast. They played with heart. I liked what I saw from that team that day. Then they promptly come home and lose two games to two teams that they should have beaten. The two teams that wanted it more.
Put your money on the Eagles this week, Dave.
I'm putting my heart on the Eagles every week. All right.
Well, that's where, you know, and don't get it broken.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Yeah, but I swear, I saw the light at the end of the tunnel. It was there, and then they're going to come bursting through that tunnel this week.
All right. Well, give me a prediction then.
Oh yeah, I have a prediction. Let's see. I say 16 for Washington. And 36 for us.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, we're going to beat them by 20 points.
Gary, you're.
I'm not impressed by Washington over this year.
Well, I'm impressed that they're 3-1.
Yeah. Okay. You are what your record says, yeah. As Andy would put it.
I think they have a very strong defense.
And how could they go from stinking up the plays last year to suddenly force?
First of all, it's a wacky year in the league. So I'm not sure that anything has really settled into normalcy yet.
At this point, Dave,
they added eight,
everyone should be on the same page. All the teams should now be schooled and coached and in good shape. And this, you know, no more depending on the excuse of we didn't have preseason. That should be over.
I don't think there's any excuse for that. No team's had a preseason.
But I'm saying that should be over now. Haven't we had enough practice these five games?
Yeah, probably.
So let's see what everybody's made of.
All right, Gary, I like it.
Hey, Dave, have a good one.
You too, man. Let's talk next Wednesday. It'll be our last show of the week before we go on bye week and get out of here for a couple of days. And hopefully we're talking about a 2-4 team that comes back to Philadelphia, Lincoln Financial Field, for two big games against the Cowboys and against the Chicago Bears. But the only way it's going to happen, guys, is if the Eagles go to FedEx Field and take it to the Washington Redskins. And I do not take the Redskins one iota lightly. I think they have a good football team. I think they're tough up front. They have a first-round pick on the field making plays, Ryan Kerrigan. Somebody you have to account for off the edge. They run a very good scheme with Jim Haslett, who wasn't a good head coach necessarily, but sure is a good defensive coordinator. They have a good coaching staff. Forget it. We're going to go to Andy Reid right now in the auditorium.
All right, injuries here. J.P. Parker has a high ankle sprain, which he's had, and he'll have limited action today, if any. Trent Cole won't practice, but is making progress with a calf strain. Cullen Jenkins has a tricep strain, and probably won't do much today. And then Jason Peters won't practice today with a hamstring strain. Jared Page had an episode with a stinger during the game, and so he'll be limited today too. So look forward to the opportunity of playing the Redskins down in Washington. They're a very good football team. Obviously, statistically much improved from last year, and those stats are the truth. So, as I'd say, they're playing good football. Time's yours.
When your team isn't tackling well, and when the rules are such that you can't put the players in pads as much as you maybe did in the past, how do you work on it?
Well, you work the fundamentals every day. That's what we do. So, you can't take people to the ground right now. So, but you work the angles and pursuit lanes and so on.
Today that Eric Mangini, you contacted him about consulting the defense and he turned it down. Is that accurate?
No, that's not true. Nothing of that sort. No.
You didn't offer that consultant job to anyone?
I didn't offer it to anybody. I mean, that was all fabricated, so. I wasn't in touch with anybody. Nobody. Nothing. Zero.
Coach, fair share of heat in recent days, and I know that's nothing new to you. But I just want to hear from you directly. Why do you think you're the right man to lead this team right now and give them a start?
Well, listen, I am the head coach of the football team, and so I take full responsibility for how we played, and we're all going to work hard and get better, so including myself. And we do this thing as a football team, and that's how we operate.
How do you turn it around? You've tried several different things the last couple of weeks, and for whatever reason, things haven't worked out the way you wanted. How do you get the ship righted, so to speak?
Well, you know what? You coach your players up. You let your players play, and that's what you do. And so we've got to do better at both, right? So we all have improvement to make. And during the tough times, you always go back again and reemphasize the fundamentals and make sure that you're putting the players in a good position to make plays. And so and I've got a great group of guys in the locker room and good football players. I've got good coaches. And so that's a good start to get it turned around.
When you look at the town in your locker room, are you as surprised, you think, as people are in this town that the team stands here today in the situation that you guys are in?
Well, listen, I completely understand how the fans feel. I mean, I understand that. And so the one thing that I can say is we're working hard to get it fixed and win some games.
Are you worried about some of the problems you've had defensively having – Yeah,
Juan's
ability to fix some of that.
Yeah, let me explain that to you real quick. When you have five turnovers, you have a 6% chance of winning a football game. Simple. when you're gaining 500 yards and the other team's not, you know, that's you got to take care of business. Now, listen, both sides of the ball need to do better, absolutely do better. But, you know, we've got to take care of the little things. Everybody's got to do their job a little bit better. We've got to put the players in a better position to make plays. That's what we have to do. And we're all in it together doing this thing. Both sides of the ball and special teams. We need to block better on special teams. Got two good returners. Need to make sure we put those guys in the right position to get their blocks. Simple.
Coleman in for Page.
That's what?
Is Coleman in? Kirk Coleman in for Jared Page? Even
yeah, both Kurt and JJ will take reps in there, both of them.
Look at the defensive improvement in the second half against the Bills. Was it a schematic wrinkle, do you think? Was it just guys playing better or something else?
Yeah, listen, I think it was an all-around joint effort there, just on the things that I'm saying. I mean, I think everybody did their job a little bit better, coaches and players, and so that's how it works.
How did Kelce grade out?
He did some good things, yeah. Did some good things.
Can you talk a little about his development now? It's been 5 games, you know, rookie center, and having him start right from the bat, and I think you guys were talking about how you felt like at this point he would be significantly better.
He's done a nice job, yeah. He's getting better. Are there a couple snaps he'd like that back? Yeah, I'd say that. I'd say he, we've all got a few things we'd like to do a little bit better, but you got to give the kid credit. He's a very good athlete, and he's a tough kid and works very hard.
The turnovers in practice, is it a mental thing? Is it a thing you work on?
Listen, it's everybody doing their job just a little bit better. Coaches calling the right plays, put the guys in the right position, players making the plays when they have an opportunity, guys blocking, catching, running the right route, all those things. Everybody's got a little piece of that pie.
Team that is struggling in that, is it? I know it's kind of counter for you to not be aggressive, but maybe to scale back a little bit of how you do.
Keep going forward, man. That's what we do.
There were moments on tape, and I don't you tell us if we're true or not, but it seemed like some players on the defensive side in the secondary weren't giving full effort. Is that something you saw?
Guys flying around making tackles, so that was okay.
So you feel like the effort from
the effort was very good.
Is there any chance he is unable to play this week, or are you confident that he'll be able to go?
I think he'll play, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any chance that Hosea Hansen will be used more in nickel? I mean, he's been a dime guy, but maybe switching him back to nickel more?
We've got
him on the inside instead of yours.
Yeah, we use him periodically throughout the game, so it just depends on the personnel group we're in. But
Nate Allen seemed to have a good game. Is he just trusting himself physically now more, do you think?
I think so. I think that's probably accurate. I'll tell you, he had probably his best game as a Philadelphia Eagle. He ran through, made a lot of big tackles in there, drove on routes, did a nice job.
Why can't your defense get turnovers? Is it that teams don't need to throw that much against you, or they're not getting the opportunities for interceptions?
Well, we had one in the game, so we'll keep it rolling here and continue to get better at that.
How would you describe the morale of the team right now?
I think the morale's good. Now, listen, guys want to get better. So are they walking around happy-go-lucky? No, but they want to get better, and they're going to work at doing that, so as we all are.
Are the linebackers going to stay the same this weekend?
Yep.
Watkins, great out.
Yeah, you know, Danny did some good things. Yeah, he stepped in, did some good things, and I tell you the same thing. Are there a couple of plays he'd like that back? Yeah, but he, for the most part, I thought he did a nice job, especially for his first start there.
All right, there you go. That is head coach Andy Reid with his press briefing and some of the notes from that. Now, he didn't mention. I don't think he mentioned Jason Peters in the injuries, but Peters still a stretch to play this week with his hamstring injury. But what he said, Andy Reid said, was Jared Page has a stinger. Trent Cole and Peters coming along. That's that he didn't mention Peters at all. Jaquay Parker won't practice today, and neither will Cullen Jenkins. At safety, Jarrett Page and Coleman will take reps. Run that back, because that's not right. Jarrett Page out at safety. Coleman and Jarrett will take reps at safety along with Nate Allen. So Jaquan Jarrett takes reps as with the starters. Eagles are going to get a look at him. Second-round draft pick has not been on the field much at all except for a few special teams plays. So he will take reps along with Coleman at one safety spot, with Page a little banged up. And then Nate Allen will continue to be the starter, coming off his best game as a Philadelphia Eagle. 3-1 Redskins are next up for the Eagles. And look, and I agree with the way the coach is approaching these media, these press conferences. I mean, everybody's sniffing the blood. Everybody wants him to blame somebody. Nobody's blaming anybody. It's everybody's fault for this 1-4 start. And you don't look back, not when you have a must-win game against the Washington Redskins ahead. We're going to take a little break here on the other side. We'll go into the locker room. We'll hear from the players, and we will continue to hear from you. Predictions, Eagles, Redskins, Sunday, the big one, the must win at FedEx Field.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, online banking with bill pay, and the flexible options you need to help make the pieces of your life or your business fit together a little better. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
Show Eagles fans what it's like watching their favorite team on Xfinity. So we went into Lincoln Financial Field and gave them the best seats in the house. If you want the Eagles, you want Xfinity, your home for the most live sports.
Where do you go to find a super business? You know, the ones who do such a super job they're backed by the super guarantee? Only Super Pages. Wherever you are, wherever you're going, you'll find the super business you need. So next time, let the good guys save the day. Get the super guarantee, only at Super Pages. In the book, on your phone, or online.
We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro with you here. Eagles Live, the name of our show. We run it right up till 1 o'clock every day, Monday through Friday. Want to let you know about a promotion that the Eagles are having that you are going to want to be part of. It's the Deaton Watson Tailgate Grillibration. So what we would like you to do is give us a like on both the Philadelphia Eagles and the Deaton Watson pages on Facebook. Fill out the form and enter your best tailgate recipe. Weekly winners are chosen. The grand prize winner will win lunch with an Eagles player and 4 tickets and 4 sideline passes to a regular season game. Winning recipes featured in an online cookbook. So enter today for your chance to win. Again, go to the Philadelphia Eagles and Deaton Watson pages on Facebook. Give them both a like. Fill out the form and go from there. All righty. Let's backtrack a little bit. We're talking about the Washington Redskins and how legit are they. And, you know, back in preseason, back in the training camp period, Rex Grossman did an interview during which he said the Redskins would win the NFC East. Well, we have that. Let's kind of go back and revisit that. And Rex Grossman talking about a team that nobody, and at the time, Rex Grossman wasn't even the starting quarterback for the Redskins. It was John Beck. Who was Rex Grossman to make any sort of prediction? He made a prediction everywhere. We went, what are you, crazy? Are you nuts? Well, here we are a quarter of the way through the season, and Rex Grossman's Redskins are atop the NFC East.
We're fine being the sleepers right now. You know, we're just waiting in the wings, ready to take over the NFC East. Nobody's talking about us. It's right where we want to be. You look at us from top to bottom out here. There's a bunch of great players, and we don't need people saying we're the best right now. But when it's all said and done, I really feel like this team's going to win the East.
So far, Rex Grossman looks pretty smart, don't you think? 215-339-6709. Let's go to Ottawa. Derek, is this you again?
Yeah. Hey, Dave.
Hi.
Yeah. I just called to talk about a couple of things, man.
Oh, it's a different Derek.
With VUI, okay? And Brent Celek. I was just wondering, how come we have VUI signed for just 1 year, right?
Correct.
Okay, so why isn't there more plays run for VY too, man, especially on the around the goal line? You know, like the other day when we were like third and goal at the 1 yard line.
What? So he's a mobile quarterback. I understand that, and he's a bigger quarterback than Vic.
Bigger, like yeah. You know, and even though, but we just keeping him until Vic get hurt. You know, we only have him for 1 year. We should like be drawing up plays and game plan with VY.
Well, maybe they'll do that. I think the Eagles feel confident in Vic being mobile and elusive enough to, if they call on him to run the football at the goal line, they will do so. I don't think they're going to call on Vince Young to be their emergency quarterback sneaker, you know?
No, not necessarily, but, even, you know, like run a few plays with VY too, man. You know, make it more, you know.
I don't know. I think the Eagles, you know, they tried that wildcat a little bit with Vic and with McNabb, and then we're going to do it last year with Kevin Cobb. I think you'd probably ideally like to just have one quarterback in there and just roll with that guy.
Okay, check this. So, like, even on a fourth down, fourth and inches, I mean, like, VY is bigger, man. Bring him in, you know? Like, plays like those, they should, you know, like, right. They should drop. And why Brent Celek? He's totally disappeared from the offense.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, when you have DeSean Jackson, you got to get the ball to him. When you have Jeremy Maclin, you got to get the ball to him. When you have Jason Bond, you got to get the ball to him. Right. Well,
yeah,
Brent didn't catch a lot of passes last year. I think 41 last year. So
he had a few big plays, though, like even on third downs, man.
Yeah. Well, they looked for him a little bit last week. The second interception, I believe that was intended perhaps for Celek. I don't know. It's a good question. I think when you're losing drives because of fumbles and interceptions, it's kind of hard to get everybody the football.
Yeah, I totally agree. But I think, like, you know, I don't know. Like, I've been watching the Eagles for a long time, a very long time. And like, you know, for the last, like, 5 years, man, 4 years, even with Matt Knapp, sometimes Andy's plays are questionable, you know?
When they don't work, Derek, they are absolutely questionable. When you're 1-4, everything is questionable, right?
Yeah, and the defense now too, man. Like, why do we have to be in that wide nine all the time? Why can't
That's what Jim Washburn coaches. And he's coached it with a lot of success in the NFL.
Yeah, but like all the time on every snap, on every down, on defense. Like sometimes the offense like comes out like in the second half and game like switch up their game plan. You know, like.
Derek, I don't have it. I would love to say that we'll do something different this week. I can't guarantee that, though.
Like, man, my, you know, like the Eagles right now, man, like, you know, like it hurts so much. Like, my son spoke to you earlier, mm-hmm. right? And he's the one that turned
Derek
me on
Senior.
To this. And
yeah, I listen, Derek, like, I'm done. We're all done.
I have to call you, man, because I'm sitting there and I'm watching it. Like, I totally agree, too, man. Like, the other day I was watching the game. And what was killing us, man? The Bills was killing us with screens, right, in the first half.
And then they made the Eagles made some kind of adjustment.
Some sort of adjustment, but they still came out in the second half and was killing us with screens again. Why is that?
On the first drive,
we don't make
yeah.
adjustments in the second half, man. Like, you know, we need, and the defense seems to be tiring. Like, you know, like, I don't know.
Derek, it's very frustrating, and I wish I had answers for you. I mean, it's a football team that's 1-4 that is
desperate for a win. Though, but football, hey Dave, football is about a chess game, right?
Yeah.
Like they go in at halftime and they change their schemes and they change whatever. They have game plan for first half, game plan for second half, right? I'm questioning the coach on the Eagles. We need like a drill sergeant in there now, man. I don't know.
Well, they have what they have, and they've got to get better with what they have, and that's the bottom line.
Yeah, right now, yeah. But what if we don't make the playoffs this year? What? We going to turn we'll around and come back then. With Andy again? Like, you know, like
we
I
will.
Know,
if the Eagles don't make the playoffs, we've got a lot to discuss in the offseason, obviously.
Yeah, definitely.
Derek, will you give me a prediction as well?
Of course, the Eagles is gonna win, man. You know, they're gonna win. Like, you know, Dave, honestly. I stop say that we're gonna win. If we win right now, I'll just take it. But I don't watch the game thinking we're gonna win anymore. Before, I used to think we were gonna win when I watched the Eagles play. Right? Mm. Now it's just I hope that we can win. But the Eagles are gonna win at 35-21 or something.
Okay. Hey Derek, hang in there, man.
Yeah, man. I'm over here in Ottawa. I want to say big ups to my cousin in Philadelphia, Barry.
All right, you've done so.
And his wife, Shirley, okay?
You got it, my friend. Thanks for calling.
All right, man.
All right. Well, I love that. Eagles fans in Ottawa. A mother or a father and son combination. Thank you, guys. 215-339-6709. Michael Vick up in just a moment here from the Eagles locker room. Well, the 4G is back as we peer inside Vick's locker. And there you go. We're all waiting. We're all waiting. Rob in Montreal. Rob, a Canadian theme today on Eagles Live. What's going on, Rob?
How's it going, Dave?
Well, you know.
Long time we haven't spoken.
Yeah, how you doing, man?
Not too bad. This is Rob that you always used to
Kevin,
get the call.
Kevin
from.
Klob. Yeah, I was going to say Kevin Klob is not doing very well in Arizona.
No, but that's fine with me. He's not my problem anymore.
Exactly.
We
got enough problems.
What we needed. We just need to get things together.
Yeah.
We just need to discuss a few things.
Yeah, please do.
This weekend?
Yes.
Wow. I'm going to say on paper we should win, but I'm going to say it's going to be everyone's going to have to give out their best effort because I know the Redskins are going to be peeved at us for what we did to them last year.
Absolutely.
So they're coming in, or we're going into their home building, and we really got to make a statement.
Absolutely.
I don't think they're going to be letting down on us. I don't think they're going to be taking a break. And our guys are going to have to play 60 minutes.
Agreed on every count.
Now, the other thing I got to say is I'm kind of sick of everybody picking on the coaches right now with what's going on. I know kind of things are not as good or as good as we would want them to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I truly believe that there are some factors into this, and you tell me. Do you think that Stuart Bradley, we took a real risk at not signing him?
No,
you
he's
think
back.
It shows
he's,
up
he's,
that we don't have him in the middle of the field right now.
Yeah, I mean, it shows up that the Eagles don't have
we're missing
a
that
playmaker there.
Guy.
But I mean, Stuart's not even starting in Arizona.
No, but I mean,
he may have,
still
he may have been better.
The guy we had that was in our system, right?
He may have been right. He may have stayed in their system and been more productive here.
Yeah, we took a risk. We figured that we were going to get something out of our draft picks that we're going to be able to step in. But
he signed a good contract in Arizona, and it's tough. What we're seeing here, it's really tough to rely on free agency to build. I mean, you want to fill in some of the
we've
holes.
We've always known that, right?
Yeah.
You don't build a team on free agency. We've known it for years with how Andy Reid's always done it. He usually picks through the draft, right?
Yeah, so I'm waiting to see. Look, they've got to get stronger up the middle. There's no question. With Jamar Chaney, I just refuse to believe that he was so promising last year and is not promising this year. I think the kid can play.
I do believe that they're having a little bit of a rough time with the system that Juan's brought in. I think it's something that, you know, if you take the off season, how we missed all the extra practices and everything, it is showing up. And I do think that teams that are 4-1 right now are, you know, everyone's talking about how they're Super Bowl bound, but I don't think teams that are winning in the first part of the season are the teams that are going to be doing really well at the end of the season.
You know, it remains to be seen, but the one thing you do know is that you can't give away games as the Eagles have given away games. You can only dig a hole so deep.
You tell me something, too. Go back and we look at that Falcons game.
Mm-hmm.
Are we really that far away from Green Bay and all that when you think about the score?
I don't compare teams and games, and I'm not even going
to
talk about Green Bay.
No, but what I'm trying
Bay
to do
is just... Green Bay is playing, I'll say, through five games, Green Bay is playing at such a high level, the Eagles are
not even
close.
They're bringing
level.
It every game.
They are not even close to that level.
They are the Super Bowl champs, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, and they're playing great.
And they're
football.
That for a reason.
Yeah. Their quarterback is almost flawless. Their offensive balance is tremendous. Their defense.
Yeah, but don't forget, these guys played into what time of the season last year?
Oh yeah, they played. They didn't make any changes. They played together.
Yeah, and then with the offseason going along, they may have a bunch of draft picks, but the main core of their team is still the same players from last year.
Yeah, yeah.
So same coming year. Into the season, I didn't expect anything less than what they're doing right now. I think they're a well-rounded team.
Look,
I think we have a well-rounded team. We just got a lot of gelling to do.
Yeah, you've got a lot of gelling, and you've got a lot of just physical and mental errors that are just so crazy, especially offensively with the turnovers.
Mental errors is because people are getting caught out of position, right? They're getting tired. They're not. Everything is not second nature yet. And until
Gary,
they learn it,
Rob,
it's second nature.
Rob, I don't disagree with it, but I don't even want to talk about reasons why the Eagles haven't been. I guess I want to see how are they going to win this game? The only thing that I care about is how are the Eagles going to win Sunday against the Redskins? I don't care about the first five games anymore. I don't care anymore. I don't want to try to explain anymore why the Eagles are 1-4. They're 1-4 because they haven't won four games.
Yes.
Because they've made so many stupid mistakes from every level, tackling, play calling, fumbles, interceptions, missing field goals, everything. So, but all of that, in the NFL, all of that is in the past. It is all in the past. It's about beating the Redskins on Sunday, and it's all about show me. It's all about show me. So Gary, or Rob, give me a prediction, if you would, please. For Sunday,
I say it's going to be a close fight. I think it's not going to be something that's going to be high scoring.
Mm-hmm.
I really do believe that. Wow, I'm going to go down to the wire and I'm going to say,
yes.
Let's say 2017.
2017. Thank you. All right, very good. Thanks so much.
And I say the young field goal kicker, he's going to win the game for us.
Would be a great boost of confidence going into the bye week, wouldn't it?
I think it's good for special teams, and I think the defense is going to step up in this game.
Yeah.
I really do. I think it's something that they want to go there and they want to prove something.
It is now or never for these Philadelphia Eagles. Thanks for the call, Rob. We appreciate it very much. The NFL Network has, of course, been analyzing the Eagles, as everybody is analyzing the Eagles. What do you make of it? Every day we drive in here, ESPN's set up out front, you know? What else are you going to say about this team? Well, Brian Baldinger breaks down the Eagles' difficulties in their 1-4 start.
How can Philadelphia fix these issues, and where would you pinpoint the problem?
Well, look, I don't think anything's going to change the style of play. I mean, they were up 23-3 against the 49ers in the second half of the game, and they had the foot on the accelerator. I mean, it's fast-break football. They want to play with the ball outside the numbers on the perimeter. And between the 20s, there's no better football team in the league. But with that comes high risk, high reward. They're careless with the football. They've turned it over more than anybody else in the league. So if I had to say, okay, how do you fix it, Fran? Well, the easy answer is you got to stop turning the ball over. But can you do that if you have a quarterback that's asked to do all the things that Mike Vick is asked to do? If the ball is in all these playmakers' hands in the open field and they're all kind of running as fast as they can and a little bit careless as they can. So I don't know if you could say, okay, we want to play fast break football, but now we also have to make sure that we cover up the football and take care of it better. But should they do that, and should they go on a streak where they do take care of the football, there's no team that this team can't outscore. Now, defensively, they've got a lot of issues. They've got a bad linebacking core that's trying to figure out how to fit in this defense, and they've got safeties that don't tackle well. And you saw from the Lions last night who play this style of defense. They're vulnerable to that too, even though they're 5-0. Matt Forte had a big day. It's tough on linebackers and safeties in this style. But they hope that they can get more big plays out of the defense, and that's what this thing is all about. They're going to give up yards. They just are. But can they make enough big plays defensively to get the ball back to a high-powered offense right now? That's what this whole thing is predicated upon.
Quickly, is it too early to say that Juan Castillo, moving him from the offensive line to defensive coordinator, or was a mistake, or do we need more time to evaluate?
I think more time, it would only be right. I mean, he's been at it for 5 weeks right now. You could see that at some parts of this defense, they've improved. They've changed the personnel a lot. I don't think he has a great cast to work with at linebacker and safety, so they're kind of working around that a little bit now. But there's still a lot of football to be played, and we've seen a lot of teams in a deep hole before come out of it. I wouldn't count the Eagles out at this point.
And what about the Jets? You count them out at 2-3. How do you fix their issues? Because they're not running the football, and they're not stopping the run.
Well, I mean, this isn't the offensive line that, you know, ran the ball 610 times 2 years ago with a healthy Nick Mangold and with Damian Woody and Alan Faneca. Those guys aren't there anymore. And good blocking tight end. So, you know, they're trying to run the same offense without the same player. So if the running game is going to struggle, and I think it's going to struggle, Fran, that means can Mark Sanchez pick it up? And I think they've got to allow him to start cutting it loose a little bit more. They may have to change their approach. You know, the wide receivers are grumbling in New York right now. And I think, you know, if this team is going to turn it around, Mark Sanchez has to be asked to do more. He has to be given the opportunity to do more. And then with that, he has to be more productive with the ball in the air.
Join us every night at 7 o'clock for 30 minutes of the latest Eagles news, notes, and anecdotes right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We call it Eagles Nightly, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock.
Are you?
Yeah, in about 15 years.
I just want to commend you for sitting in coach.
Why? Well, you're saving, but you still need some financial advice. We need a plan to help protect and grow our money throughout our life.
Retirement isn't the finish line. Where are you going? Back to first class. We can afford it now.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
Show Eagles fans what it's like watching their favorite team on Xfinity. So we went into Lincoln Financial Field and gave them the best seats in the house. If you want the Eagles, you want Xfinity, your home for the most live sports.
Opportunity, opportunity is knocking at your door. Opportunity knocks but once and don't come back no more. Grab it in the night, grab it in the day, grab it right now, it'll get away. You better snatch and grab it, snatch and grab it.
Buy and sell tickets safely and securely at NFL.com Ticket Exchange.
Is crossing the finish line the best way to start the season? We think so. Give them a running start with the brands they want at an unbeatable value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles.
What's up? I'm John Dornbos, long snapper for the Eagles. Welcome to my locker. Now, you're going to take a step inside. I think I actually wore this last time you guys interviewed me, so I wear the same clothes over and over and over. Here's what we got. Every locker has to come fully equipped. Then both of the legendary Merrill Reese's books. We have an autobiography and then how he made this a profession. Just a little insight on business. I told him I'm going to read it on the next awakening. Ryan Howard was in our training room, so I had him sign a football. So I might be the only guy on the Eagles that actually has a Ryan Howard signed football. So thanks, buddy. My nephew got me a Christmas card a long time ago, and it's a guitar because I like to play the guitar. And you pull it. Listen, you guys ready? Happy birthday to me. The cedar things you put in your dress shoes so it takes the odor away. Clutch right here, because you never know when you're going to need some of these. So I always keep a set in my locker. What do you call this? Like my my male grooming area. I got my, got to be glued because that's the only thing that hits this. We got some dirty socks, which is cool. Shoulder pads up top. This is pretty cool. My mother-in-law got me this. It doesn't have a battery, but it's a little dog, and usually it sings New York, New York. And then these spread out like this, and he's got the aces. So it's a pretty cool little dog. I told my mother-in-law I'd keep it in my locker, and I do. So my man, Colt Anderson. He's got his own hat line up top. I rock this hat. I think it's great. For those of you that are at home that are thinking, what the heck could up top stand for? I can stand for up top. It's easy. Up top. Up top. High five. That's what up top stands for. So I was going to be a part of the Eagles basketball team. We have an off-season basketball team. So I was all hyped up. I'm ready to go. Boyko's like, dude, you're on the team. So time passes, and I get this locker in my jersey. Or excuse me, I get this jersey in my locker, and I put it on. Well, they walk in the locker room. They're like, what are you doing? The season's over. We didn't need you. We just thought we'd give you the jersey. So I was like, gee, thanks, guys. So I have a basketball jersey, and it's never been worn in a game, but I rock it around like I own this place. Mike and I did locker room golf. They took that picture. So he signed it for me. It's me in the background. And ETN so generously donated back the little golf attire that I was wearing. So maybe we should auction this off for ETN, and maybe Mike and I will sign it. I don't know. It's game worn. I was actually using it in the Tour de NovaCare. Locker room baseball, invented by me a couple years ago. This is the this was the initial bat. It's no good. Get rid of it. So what we did is we upgraded to Toys R Us, and we got this bad boy. And as you can see, I actually keep score on it. We got the, this is important. You got the pinky grip right here, you know, because you want to get that nice little pinky grip. What does that say? John 1, Deshaun 0, Asante 0. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm winning up in this mug. All right, that's my locker. John Dornbos, thanks for joining me. Peace. Hey, up top.
Well, an excellent job there from Ryan McCann. Good job. And let's go to the locker room. Michael Vick, meeting the media.
National name just came out recently and said that the Eagles are dumb and stupid. Dumb and sloppy. Sorry. How do you feel when a nationally known name comes out and says that about your team? Do you take that personally? Is it wrong?
Dumb and sloppy. I don't even want to comment on that.
Mike, how
do you... I don't
even
want to comment on that. Unless you played this game, you don't... Unless you played this game before, I mean, I don't think you can even make comments like that. It's just football.
Mike, really? How do you fix 14 turnovers in four games? How do you, is it something you work on at practice? Is it a mental thing?
Just not keep committing the same mistakes over and over again. I think it's just guys just trying hard and trying to, you know, just be the best that they can be at their position. And, you know, we're just going to try to limit that and keep doing what we've been doing. And, been very productive, but at the same time we beat ourselves, so just got to cut it out.
Mike, is there such a thing as pressing? There's such a thing as like trying too hard. And I mean, I guess you're saying like pressing. You know that, I mean, guys are trying to make a play, and then things happen with turnovers and stuff.
I mean, we press because we know how good we are, and that's just the bottom line. And we know how good we can be and we can become. And we're still gonna work hard each and every day, and that's gonna be the story.
But if things continue to go bad, how do you keep it from coming a finger pointing locker room?
I don't know. I think we got enough guys in this locker room to be able to gauge that. You can't personally blame anybody for the things that have happened. You know, we're a team, and that's how we're going to go out. We're going to go out swinging, and we're going to, you know, keep believing and keep trying and keep trying to, you know, make plays whenever we can.
Is the confidence taking a hit at all through these last couple of weeks, knowing that, you know, with the mistakes that continue to happen?
I think we're still a very confident group. We're going to continue to be that way. We're going to keep working hard, keep fighting to be the best. And I think we just got to You know, just go out there and just play a complete game in all three phases of the game and not turn the ball over and get some turnovers and make some plays in special teams and we'll be okay.
Mike, what is the morale?
What is the morale of this team, Mike?
Excuse me. As you stand here today, is this fixable? You look at this 1-4 star. Can you guys turn this around in your opinion and still make the playoffs?
Yeah, I think we can turn it around. And every guy in this locker room better have that mindset that we can turn it around. And just keep taking it one game at a time and trying to be the best at your position. And I think in doing that, collectively, you build a good football team. And that has to be the mindset.
What is the morale of this team right now?
Just wanting to get a win. Wanting to go out and continue to compete and continue to show that, you know, we can be one of the top teams in this league.
How much pressure would a win this Sunday take off?
I mean, it would be big to win this game this week. We just got to focus and get our minds set to go out and do so. And it shouldn't be no other way, no other train of thought. You go out and play with confidence and play the game to win. Not to turn the ball over. You go out and play the game to win. You know, you focus on going out and trying to play mistake-free football. And sometimes it's not that way. Sometimes things don't go the way you want them to go. And every play is not going to be a perfect play. But you got to learn how to keep pushing and keep moving forward. I think guys just have to, take on that mindset.
Does it make sense at all to scale back on high percentage or low percentage plays or be more aggressive on offense just until you guys are a little more comfortable and in your rhythm with protecting the ball? Maybe running a little bit more, just, you know.
I think our game plan is always to come out and attack and to be aggressive, whether it's in the pass game or run game. And I don't think you get away from that. I think you stay aggressive and you know, when it's time to be cautious and meticulous about what you do that. And for the most part, you just go out and play ball.
Mike, I've noticed a lot more defensive ends are now trying to jump and knock your passes down. And with you not being one of the taller quarterbacks, have you noticed that and how do you counter that?
I mean, you just got to find passing lanes as a short quarterback. And that's never really been a problem. Got a ball tip last week, but that was about it. So those are things that I don't worry about. Just try to make the throws that you can and use the pump fake when you can and try to make it happen the best way you can.
What goes through your mind when you hear some people questioning whether Andy is still the right person to lead this team?
I think so. Coach is, very confident, very smart. And I think he puts us in position to win the game. And, we'll stand behind him to the end. And we that's our coach, and his mindset right now is to go out and be the best team that we can be and keep playing hard, and that's what we're going to do for him. And we got a great game plan in this week, like we had in for the last 5 weeks, and we just got to go out and execute.
Mike, what's the role of a leader in a situation like this?
Keep leading. The role of a leader in a situation like this is to keep leading. The minute that you waver or you start pointing fingers or you start doing things that's outside of the norm, that's when other guys start to do the same thing. So, it's all about standing tall, and that's what I'm going to do. I've did in a lot of situations in my life, and, this situation is not that hard to do.
Are you tired of standing here asking the same questions?
Yes, I am. Can I go to my meeting? I'm already fined $50.
All right, that is Michael Vick, and you can certainly sense the determination that he has, the extraordinary volume of reporters around his locker there and the patience that he exhibits every day. Michael really is tremendous dealing with the media and has been great to work with since day one, really, since he got to Philadelphia. Dave Spadaro with you here. It's Eagles Live. Getting ready for the Redskins. Eagles in a must-win situation. We've heard from Merrill Reese. We've heard from the great Andy Reid's press conference. And I sensed it last week. There's just a resolve here. How that translates into wins and losses, it often doesn't. They're saying all the right things. They seem to know that this is a game that their backs are to the proverbial wall, right? Backs are to the wall. All right, we're going to head into the locker room here. Let's actually go. We'll go play by play into the locker room here. You can see kind of what happens in the setup here. We are live from the locker room looking at Jason Avant. Let's take a listen to what he has to say.
I continue to do that. and everything else will work out.
Jason, what did you say? I'm sorry, Jason. Okay, go ahead. What did you say? What was said in the room today when the players got together, rallying around Andy Reid?
That's team only stuff. That's player stuff, and I won't comment on that because that's in house things. But we definitely support our coach on every side, and this is a Philadelphia Eagles thing, and like I said, the players got to come up and do their part, and everything else will be fine.
Do you feel like the team needs to circle the wagons around the coach with all the criticism?
I think we need to circle around the wagons around each other as far as us being here. The coaches is part of this organization. It's not just about the players, or it's not just about the coaches. The players, coaches, organization, equipment managers, we just need to do our job a little bit better. And I'm talking about from a player standpoint. And everything else will work out.
Are the changes in training camp and practices this year with less defense and contact and stuff, has that affected you guys that when you get hit in a game, that's what you're on the ball loose a little more?
Nah, it's just one of those things. Like, we're not a passive team. We fight for extra yards and different things like that. And sometimes, you know, those things occur. You just got to make sure that you know, when people are in traffic, that you cover it up with two hands, those type of things. It's not something that you go in. Some people, when you draw criticism, will stand back and say, you know what, we need to dink and dunk. We need to run a little bit more so we can avoid turnover. No, we're shooting for the roof every time. We're going after it every time. That's our mentality, and that's what we're going
to
do.
Has some of it been pressing by some of the guys that are trying too hard at times?
When you go out, it's not necessarily a press. It's just that you go out and try to play your hardest. And you can't fault a guy for playing his hardest on any circumstance, you know, because eventually it's going to turn around for you.
Jason, when you look at what you guys
are. All right, so there is Jason Avant, and, you know, he's right. They are playing their hardest. I agree with that. All right, let's get a little perspective here from the Washington Redskins. Quarterback Rex Grossman had his conference call with the Philadelphia media just a short time ago. So we will get back to some more phone calls. We will take some more predictions. Is Ray still on the line there? Let's get to Ray real quick. Ray, you with me? Hey, Ray? Yo, Ray. Ray? No, Ray? He's done. Okay. Let's go back in the locker room then. First, Todd Harriman's talking. He's got a big matchup this week against that defense of the Washington Redskins.
Coach.
Players always hear that. Whether or not they pay attention to it or listen to it is
sounds
the difference.
Like they're paying attention to it now. Though, it's kind of hard to ignore.
Yeah, it's hard to ignore when people are talking about, you know, your head coach should be gone. And we don't feel that way.
And you don't want it to be your responsibility.
We don't want it to be, you know, we don't want that to fall on us. So, you know, we just need to tighten things up and take it upon ourselves to go out there and turn this around.
How's Andy handled it? On top.
Andy's the same. Andy stays the same. You know, we're an in-house group that he's positive. You know, he knows that we've got what it needs to take to win, and you know, we're gonna go out there and the bolts will be flying, and we're going out there to fight.
How has the feeling in the locker room changed over the last couple of weeks since before the Giant game?
You know, we're in a must-win situation. You know, same as it was last week. It doesn't change from week to week like that. You know, we understand the implications of our record and the hole that we've dug ourselves, but, you know, I don't think our goal has changed at all. We're all still, you know, focused on winning and doing what we were put together to do. So it's just about going out and practice on a daily basis and handling your job and making sure you can do that to the best of your ability.
Jason,
when you look at what you had coming into the season, this is as bad as it's been since you've been here.
Yeah, I've never been 1-4 since I've been here. So it's definitely a new feeling to me. You know, quite a few of my teammates that have been here the whole time. But, you know, we've been in a hole, and we've climbed out of them before. So we know what it's going to take to turn around and you know, get the job done. We just have to go out and do it.
What do you guys do when you search around and look at each other for answers? I mean, what can you say? What do you say to each other to keep everybody's spirits up?
Don't really need to say anything. Everybody knows what to do. What we're capable of is just a matter of going out and doing it. You know, the time for talking is over. We've been saying that, you know, that it's time to go out and do it.
NFC East game is always extra fire, but after what happened in Washington.
All right, that is Todd Harriman's good stuff from him. And very honest. You know, they are hearing it in the locker room, all this criticism of head coach Andy Reid, and they don't want to be responsible for all of this criticism, and they are. but it's players and coaches. It's everyone is responsible for it, and that's the approach. And again, you can see the resolve. You can feel the urgency. Now it's a matter of doing it Sunday at FedEx Field against Washington. Let's go to Rex Grossman, who held his conference call with the Philadelphia media just a little while ago.
Rex, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Bills came out last week and said, you know, everybody knew we were going to run the ball. That's how bad the Eagles' defense is. Are you guys kind of in that same boat? I mean, can you come right out and say that that's what you guys want to do?
We're a pretty balanced offense. You know, we like to be about 50-50 and, you know, run pass. We just want to, whatever we do, we want to do well.
Do you see opportunities to exploit the running game when you do run?
You know, I'm pretty much focused on my responsibilities in the run game, so... you know, I leave that up to the offensive line coach and Coach Mike Shanahan and Kyle Shanahan to get a good running scheme going.
Rex, can you talk about some of the things that have helped you guys turn it around this year? You know, basically in your mind, what are some of the key things that have helped you turn it around?
Just, it's been a little bit of people that were here last year really understanding what we're doing, and then we've added some personnel guys that are, you know, really talented, and we got good team chemistry, and you know, we're making plays, you know, when they count. And our defense is playing, you know, phenomenal.
So, having faced the Eagles a few times in your career, are you kind of surprised what you're seeing from them on the defensive side?
Well, you know, a little bit. You know, they're so talented offensively and defensively that I feel like, they're going to get it together. And a lot of the games they've lost, they probably should have won. So, you know, I view them as, as a team that is, one of the best in the league. So.
What are you seeing out of the secondary? Kind of surprising they only have two interceptions out of those corners so far. Is there anything that you're picking up on?
They're extremely talented. I think the teams that they've faced have done a good job of taking care of the football, and they definitely get a great pass rush. So I'm just a little surprised about their record, but talent wise and. And as a team, again, they're one of the best. So, sometimes it takes quarterbacks to throw you the ball to get a pick. So, they're doing a good job in pass coverage, and we're gonna have to be on our game.
Rex, you made a rather bold prediction before the start of the season about winning the NFC East. It's kind of playing out basically as you said. Was there something about the other teams that made you believe that the Redskins would be that team?
When I was talking in training camp, basically what I was saying was that I feel like we have a chance, to win the East, and we're a good team, and it kind of got into a life of its own, and how things can kind of just snowball into a bold prediction, but really. I just wanted to get the point across that everybody's got confidence in this team and in our locker room, and everybody feels like we're going to have a great year. So, it is what it is, how those things kind of, snowball into what it was, a headline kind of statement. But, it's kind of taken a life of its own. But, I'm still confident. I think we're off to a good start.
You and Vince Young can kind of talk about bold predictions going.
Yeah, even that, I felt like, I saw what he said. He just, we're kind of like a dream team, kind of in a response to a question. And they do have an extremely talented roster.
Rex, it seems like your team is kind of enjoys being that under-the-radar team. Tell me a little bit about that.
It takes a while to get respect, especially when you come off a 6-10 season. And if teams take us lightly, then it's only to our advantage.
What do you think on the flip side of that? Maybe the Eagles had a little bit more on their shoulders coming into the season. Do you think maybe that's the reason for the struggles?
I just know that. Whenever you face a team like that is coming off a great year and then only adds better players to it, and it's a extremely visible team, in the media, and you know, it just kind of has a way of making you as an opponent play get geared up even more.
Rex, I know you weren't the quarterback for that game last November, but how much, you know, is that 59, whatever it was, 28 loss been mentioned the last few weeks?
Yeah, I mean, we've mentioned that for, you know, as a team and coaching staff. It's still in the back of everyone's mind, and very, as an organization, as a team, and embarrassed about that game, very motivated for a lot of different reasons, and that's one of them.
Did you guys feel that in any way that the Eagles did anything disrespectful, that they ran it up, or that they, you know, mocked you after that game or before or anything like that? Because there was some chippiness there.
Yeah, I think that's just part of being in a divisional football game. I believe you should score as many points as you can. I mean, I don't believe that it's possible to run it up. It's your job to put points on the board and stop the other team. So, I mean, I don't subscribe to that running it up thing. And that's what you're supposed to do, in my opinion.
Did you ever think that this shot for you would come again after it didn't work? Hey, you go to the Super Bowl in Chicago, then it doesn't work out there, and you just never know with the NFL. Did you?
You work as hard as you can to create an opportunity like that. This league is crazy. A lot of different things happen. Week to week, you know, you can be the greatest or the worst. You know, so it's the Eagles could very well get on a run. You never know. So they're probably going through it right now, but you know, they could very, very easily get on a run. And me personally, I feel like, I want to get on a run myself as a quarterback in this league that, can be, counted on consistently to play great. And I'm in the process of that. And I've realized that I have my critics and I have a lot of different things that they go on, with my reputation, but I feel like I'm in a great spot to accomplish my goal.
You feel like you're a better quarterback now than when you were in Chicago?
Definitely at times I do. In Chicago I was very proud of a lot of things I did. I wasn't as consistent as I wanted to be, but, I feel like I have a chance just being a little bit more experienced, a little bit older, and understanding this offense a little better, that I have an opportunity to do that, to play consistent, play the way I always thought I could. And that's not saying that I didn't have some great games and lead a team to the Super Bowl in Chicago, but, you know, I wasn't as consistent as I wanted to be.
Thanks, Rex.
Thank you. All right.
Where do you go to find a super business? You know, the ones who do such a super job they're backed by the super guarantee? Only Super Pages. Wherever you are, wherever you're going, you'll find the super business you need. So next time, let the good guys save the day. Get the super guarantee, only at Super Pages. In the book, on your phone, or online.
You can say that I like things fast. Not because my supercar shoots the planes, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet.
40 years. 14,610 days. 1.2 billion seconds of Gatorade science, passion, and evolution. All for the 1 second you need it. The G-Series. Prime. Perform. Recover.
PhiladelphiaEagles.com has you covered for every touchdown, every big hit, and every big play of this 2011 season with the kickoff show, the halftime report, and our post-game show presented by Rico.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Dave Spadaro with you. It's Eagles Live, live from the NovaCare Complex. Tonight, we've got Eagles Nightly for you, and we will talk about the Eagles and the Redskins and get into that locker room and find out how this team is feeling about a gigantic game in Washington. Here's some updates for you. Jaquay Parker still has the ankle sprain, not going to practice today. Trent Cole with the calf injury, he will not practice today. Jarrett Page out with a stinger for today. Cullen Jenkins not practicing as well with a hamstring. Not going to be a problem, okay, for Jenkins apparently to play. So now Andy Reid saying that at the one safety spot, Kirk Coleman and Jaquan Jarrett will take reps. So Jaquan Jarrett's going to get a look here in practice this week. Whether that means he plays on Sunday, don't know. Nate Allen starts at the other safety spot. So Jaquan Jarrett, second-round draft pick from Temple, hasn't played this year except for a couple of reps on special teams. Seems like he's taking the next step in terms of preparing to play. Whether he does in a game like this where it's just such a huge must-win game, but then again, most of them are the rest of the way, right? We'll see about that. Steve in Alabama joins us on Eagles Live. Hi, Steve.
Dave, what up, man?
You bouncing back, Steve?
I'm feeling way better today, huh?
Yes.
I'm feeling like this is the week. This is the week we turn it around.
Yeah, better be, right?
It better be, but I do feel we're gonna look at the game tape from last week, and then we're gonna go at these Redskins. You know, it's a divisional game. They play us tough. We play them tough. And I hope we just, we come out with the win. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, the Eagles are 4-1 in their last five games down there. They know how to win on the road in FedEx Field. There are going to be a lot of Eagles fans there. And
yes.
And certainly they are being threatened. They are being threatened with their job, with the coach's job, with your – I mean, everybody in here should feel threatened. I feel threatened. You know, what if this team – what's going to happen to me? I want to win.
Yeah, so. I'm from Washington, D.C. and all, and I got all my friends calling me saying we about to kill y'all. And all I'm saying to them is, hey, don't let a 1-4 team come in and smoke you guys at home.
Well,
and they're all, and they're like, well, you guys are 1-4, you guys suck. I'm like, hey, but we have talent. We're not 1-4. We won't be 1-4 for long. We'll be 2-4 coming out the bye, and then we'll get at Dallas later on.
If the Eagles allow the Redskins to pressure Michael Vick and really collapse the pocket, well, they're going to thrive on turnovers. That's what they want to do. And so the Eagles have to minimize that. And then defensively, I think it really boils down to stop the running game. But last year, the Eagles gave Vick a lot of protection. He had tons of time in the pocket. And the secondary got shredded by a great passing attack. And I mean, the Eagles played great football that night. Let's hope for a duplicate performance here tonight.
Who will be
on Sunday
on the offensive line? Where does Brian Arakpo line up at on right side, left side?
He lines up on the left side, so he would line up King Dunlap. Kerrigan would line up, and they probably move them around more than I'm familiar with. But Kerrigan would come from Vic's backside.
Kerrigan, he's not a bad player, but I think Todd will take care of him.
No, he's a good player, and Jim Haslett's their defensive coordinator, so he's not going to be predictable. And when you've got Danny Watkins inside making his second NFL start, and you've got Jason Kelce starting next to him, who's also a rookie, and you've got King Dunlap, who's a backup, but played well on Sunday, for the most part in Buffalo.
Sean Merriman, right? Sean Merriman.
Yeah, Merriman moves inside. Merriman was quiet, but the Bills still had too much pressure on the Eagles.
They did. I don't know, man. It seems like last year, I hate to compare it with last year, but it is. Last year, it just seemed like Michael Vick had a little more time toward the middle of the season. Like, he just had a little more time to sit back in the pocket. And then, as we approached the playoffs last year, that blind side just started getting attacked.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But I don't know. I just hope the offensive line – I mean, like you said, it takes time for the offensive line to gel and have some consistency. But here we are at week 6. And this is the week I predicted for us, for our defense and everything, to click. Actually, this is the week I felt that the train was going to go. It's no stopping us now. And I'm hoping – I still believe that that's going to happen. But I didn't expect for us to be at 1-4 neither.
Yeah, nobody did. Give me a prediction on the game then.
Prediction on the game, I'm going to say Eagles 34 and the Redskins 24.
All righty. Well,
we're going to bounce back. And
Steve, I know you have a lot at stake. All your boys are back in D.C. feeling like this is their year. After a lot of down seasons in Washington, the Redskins quiet in the offseason and playing very good football, it's up to the Eagles to go out and get a victory.
Well, the funny thing is, Dave, last year when we went to D.C., I got a call from my buddy. He said, we're going to kill you guys. And then he threw that deep pass to DeSean Jackson. And then I called him, and he didn't pick up the phone for the next 2 weeks.
Hmm.
So, I hope they don't get us back, but... Shoot, I would love to see another deep pass. Why not?
I thanks for the call. I mean,
all right.
You know, I'm torn on that one because I really don't want the Eagles to put Michael Vick in a bad spot. I'm kind of into this quick passing game thing. I kind of like that. I do recognize the importance of stretching the defense. And of making a defense respect the passing game. I guess I would tell you that what worries me is that when you do that, you get pressure on the quarterback. And I don't want any pressure on the quarterback. None, zero, zilch, guys. Zilch, zilch, zilch. I want this team to be ready to go. So to answer your question, the way they line up, they run a 3-4. Looks like Kerrigan lines up on the left side and Arakpo, but I think they may flip-flop those two guys too. But it's a good group. Adam Carricker, a first-round draft pick, one of the defensive ends. Barry Cofield, former Giant, the nose tackle. Stephen Bowen, who played, I think, in Miami. They've taken all these pieces and they've built a pretty darn good defense. Linebackers are excellent. London Fletcher, Rocky McIntosh, Arakpo, Kerrigan. And the safeties are good. You know, with LaRon Landry and Atagwe, Josh Wilson, and LaRon Landry, D'Angelo Hall, Philip Buchanan will play in this game. So a lot of names. Eagles have to go out and figure out a way to beat the Redskins, and it has not been easy for any team to do that. Let's go to Los Angeles and talk to Abdullah.
Abdullah. Hey, David, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad. Wish these Eagles were doing a little bit better, but... You can only hope for so much.
Yes, sir.
It's only week 6 now, so.
Well, but it's critical. It's not, I don't want to hear that it's early in the season. Okay, I mean.
Well, that's what I'm telling my buddies too. I'm like, you know, it's only the first quarter of the season. We've seen the Eagles bounce back from this before.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it's the first time, but I mean, I feel like Juan Castillo. I just feel bad for the guy. He's been here for a long time, and if you're watching the defense the last few weeks. They are stepping it up, and I feel like he's getting criticized a little bit too much. It doesn't fall on his shoulders. The players need to step up as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's everyone. It's everyone. Well, I think Juan is taking it hard. I mean, I think he's working extremely hard. He wants to succeed for everyone, and he's working at it. It's just a matter of they got to do it. And I'm not, again, I don't want to sit here and talk about blaming people. I want to figure out a way to beat the Redskins.
Yeah, I don't want to think about the last 5 weeks. I want to just go forward and just, you know, remain positive, a little hopeful. It could be. I mean, I remember what happened last year. And, I mean, I don't want to sit and compare, but if it's anything like what we did the Redskins last year, I think we can get on track to take it one game at a time. We are going into the bye, and we know how Andy is after the bye. So
yeah.
If we can just get one win now and then focus on that and build from that, I think we'll be in a lot better shape and people will, the media will calm down. I feel like they're blowing this up so big.
Well, but the media have been blowing it up from the moment the Eagles, you know, signed all these players. All you read about everywhere is dream team this, dream team that, dream team, dream team, dream team. And it came back to really, you know, it has not been a dream start to the season. There's no question about it. So the media's just doing their job, fanning the flames, and they're doing a very good job of it.
Well, that's very true. And it's a division game coming up this week, so... I mean, we're 0-1 division. I mean, Giants 1 is a little hard to swallow.
Yeah,
but
we're all
here we go playing the Redskins. So if we come out 1-1, we can build from that, I think.
Give me a Give me a prediction, Abdullah.
I'm going to go, I hope, this is the weakest of the defense to step up, you know, so I'm going to go 32-27. It's not going to be an easy victory, but they'll pull it out, hopefully. I believe, man. My Eagles.
Hey, yeah. Get up early on Sunday and say a few prayers, and let's go Eagles.
Yeah, Eagles.
All right. Thanks, Abdullah. All right, so Michael Vick last week becomes the all-time leading rusher by career rushing yards for a quarterback. And we sat him down yesterday, our Eagles television network, and talked to Michael and put together his five best runs. It's electrifying stuff. Michael Vick, always a treat to watch. He talks about his running game.
Breaking the rushing record for a quarterback, it means a lot to me. It goes to show that I've worked very hard, and the talent that I've been blessed with has obviously, put me in a position to do that. And I thank God each and every day, and it's a personal accolade, a milestone that I can take to my grave with me and, give a lot of credit to the people that I've played with and the coaches that I've had who helped me accumulate those stats.
After his 53-yard scamper against the Buffalo Bills, Michael Vick now leads all quarterbacks in NFL history with 4,948 rushing yards. The record was previously held by another Eagles great in Randall Cunningham. With this historic moment, we take a look back at the best runs of Michael Vick's Eagles career. Coming in at number five was the first time Eagles fans had seen Vick let it loose in the open field in midnight green. This 34-yard run on a Sunday night in Chicago in 2009 gave a taste of what would come next fall.
Rolling for the football, and he runs. He's got a first down and more to the 40. 45 midfield, 45-40, 35-30, and cartwheel at the Bears 32. Michael Vick.
When the Eagles traded Donovan McNabb on Easter night in 2010, the Kevin Cobb era started. Cobb was positioned to be the quarterback of the future until he was knocked out in the second quarter of the Eagles' home opener. And although the Eagles lost the game, the NFL was put on notice. Vick is back.
Vick drops back, steps up, big face, rolls, wiggles. He's going to run. He's at the 30, 25, 20. 15, 10, 5, bang, out of bounds at the 2.
Vick's outstanding play in the Packers game and the following week in Detroit earned him the starting spot, and the Eagles never looked back. Vick's otherworldly athleticism was put on display in the Lions game and earned our number 3 spot right
17,
here.
Vick in the shotgun. He's back. Here comes the rush again. He gets away from one man. He is running. He is at the 15, at the 10, at the 5, and out of bounds. Vick. Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
The longest run of Vick's career came on Sunday in Buffalo as he raced down the field for 53 yards. He secured his place in the history books as well as the number 2 spot on our list.
36, Vick under center. Play action. He rolls. He looks. He's going to run. Michael Vick just rushed, and in doing so, becomes the all-time leading rusher among quarterbacks. He has just eclipsed Randall Cunningham's record.
Michael Vick rushed for 91 yards and a touchdown in the final quarter of the Miracle at the New Meadowlands, arguably the greatest comeback win in NFL history. Vick's runs of 35, 33, and 22 yards sparked the Eagles' offense. The most impressive of the runs showed off the freakish athleticism and earned our top spot on Vick's best runs as a Philadelphia Eagle.
Ball comes back to Vick. Here comes the rush. He ducks under a man, and he's going to run. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. Vick at the 10, dives down at the 6. Oh, my goodness, the Eagles are alive.
The play last year, the 35-yard run, zero blitz, and safety came up the middle, and I really felt like he couldn't tackle me one-on-one. I was a very tall guy, so he was up real high. And I was just able to duck under the hit, and all the guys was in man coverage running down the field, and that was just me just taking off and doing what I've been blessed to do, and that's run with the football. And be faster than most defensive linemen and linebackers in this league, so I think that's the reason that play happened.
You can say that I like things fast. Not because my supercar shoots the planes, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet.
Papa John's, the official pizza of the Philadelphia Eagles, asks, are you ready for some football and pizza? Starting in preseason every Tuesday after a game, get a large Papa John's pizza for just $8.99. For every touchdown the Eagles score, you get a free topping. Double the toppings with an Eagles victory. How many toppings, I mean touchdowns, will they score? You score when the Eagles score. Your Papa John's pizza is just $8.99 every Tuesday throughout the season. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Tuesdays are Eagles days at Papa John's.
We wanted to show Eagles fans what it's like watching their favorite team on Xfinity. So we went into Lincoln Financial Field and gave them the best seats in the house. If you want the Eagles, you want Xfinity, your home for the most live sports.
She's even more beautiful now. Are you me? Quite a while from now. So, how'd I do? You did great. But don't forget about us. We still need financial advice. We have to protect and grow our money. You never know what's around the corner, Grandpa.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
Join us every night at 7 o'clock for 30 minutes of the latest Eagles news, notes, and anecdotes right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We call it Eagles Nightly, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock. We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro with you. Eagles Live, the name of our show, every day at 11 o'clock. We run generally from 11 to 1. Let's go to Justin in New Brunswick, who finishes us off today. Hey, Justin.
Hey, what's going on, Dave?
Justin. It's a loaded question, man.
I know. You have no idea. I'm probably the biggest Eagles fan in Moncton, New Brunswick, up here in Canada. And if something goes wrong, I get 3 phone calls and 6 Facebook messages. So I know how it is.
That's like a half an hour for me, my friend.
No, I know. It sucks. But you know what I mean? We'll bounce back. This big game, one of my buddies, huge Redskins fan, and he says, you guys aren't going to do it this week, and I think we can.
We'll find out.
I have faith.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Yeah, for sure. No, it'll be a good game. It'll be a tough.